All right, making sure that I am here and live. Yes, yes, yes. So I am Sybil, aka Mom Jones, the creator and owner of mamasandcoffee.com. I am also the face behind this page, Mamas and Coffee, or you can, or if you're here on Facebook, it's Mom Jones, M-O-M-J-O-N-Z. I come here live every Tuesday and Thursday morning to have a little morning chat with you because, you know, we all need a little bit of conversation from time to time. I have this notification on my phone that I cannot get turned off. So it just keeps going off. Well, it's a notification, but I've set it to where it should be on vibrate. But it just, the notification still comes and it sounds like a fart. My kids are always like, Mommy, I cannot believe you have this notification. But it is what it is. But anywho, I come here live every Tuesday and Thursday morning to have a little chat with you to get your day started. And today I wanted to talk to you about controlling your chaos. Now you guys see my lovely shirt that I have on right here. This shirt I actually got from a friend who owns a t-shirt shop, Doodle Maestro. You can go check her out, doodlemaestro.com, and get you a Control Your Chaos t-shirt. I think they also have a hoodie. But I love it because it reminds me each and every day that I need to get my life together. We have to get some things done. We're getting ready to list our house for rent as we're moving, so we're getting all that good stuff situated. But anywho, I want to talk to you about controlling your chaos, taking charge of your chaos. If you see in the title, I put your in capital letters because we often look for other people to help us get our life together. And we do need people to help us get it together. And that's why you should be here listening and chatting with me. But I also believe that we have to identify our own chaos and learn to take control of it. And so one thing that I do every single morning in our Facebook group, it's a private Facebook group, Mamas and Coffee, is I do a What Must You Do post every single morning. And that is to help members focus on the three most important things for them. Many of you have like 50 million things on your to-do list. Tell me, do you? Put it in the comments. Tell me how many tasks you're trying to do each day. And I'm over here playing on my other monitor as well, so please forgive me. A lot of us do that. A lot of us think that we have to do everything, every day, for everyone, all day long. And it just makes a chaotic day. It makes for a chaotic life. So one thing that I have learned, because I used to be that person that was like, I don't need to write anything down. I can just, you know, get up in the morning and go do what I need to do. But I realized I need a plan for my day. That plan doesn't have to be set firmly in stone. However, I do need to have a plan. It looks like my Wi-Fi is freezing. I hope not. Hopefully it just looks like that from my end. But anywho, you need a plan. I'm trying to keep it to 3 minutes long, but yeah, I have over 20. Yeah, you might have 20 things to do, but I always tell people to focus on your top three. You can have a long list of to-do things every day. I say max five, honestly. I say max five. But if you need to put 20 things on your list, list them in order of priority. And that's what you need to focus on. I was the person that I would keep a list of things in my mind, and then when I to get done, done, but they were not prioritized. So the things that I really needed to focus on that day, I was kind of pushing them to the bottom of the list and they never got done. So now I look at 5 things each day in our group. These are my non-negotiables. And those non-negotiables, I have to do. The other things, they may move to the next day and they then become my top, but those non-negotiable things. And I have, for me, that has helped me take control of my chaos in my life, because part of your chaos, your daily chaos, is not having a plan. You know you have dinner, you know you have to pick up the kids, you know you have to do this, you know you have to do that, but when you have no true plan, it's a free-for-all. And a free-for-all equals chaos. So take control of chaos. The other thing that I tell people to do to help them take control of their chaos is telling other people a word that no one likes to hear. And that word is no. I freeze it at times. Okay. I'm sorry. I was like, it looks like I'm freezing. But hopefully my message, you could still cipher through and hear what I'm saying or receive the message. If not, you know, I will talk about this again. But part of controlling your chaos is learning to tell other people, I know that's so hard. I know it's hard. Because sometimes we got to tell our loved ones. But when I started writing down my top 3 every day, it made it easier for me to say to others, because whatever you wanted me to do didn't fit into my schedule. It didn't fit into my life. And once I started saying after I started writing things down that I needed to tend to, and I started saying to everybody who asked me to do something, the chaos started to disappear. Now, I'm not gonna sit here and say that you will never have chaos in your life, because you will. There will just be days that will be completely chaotic. There ain't nothing you can do about it. But every day, every single day should not be chaotic. You should not be running around. My video go. You should not be running around like a chicken with your head cut off. If you are, that is a major, major problem. So I invite you to come back and hear the end of this and get a few more tips on this on Thursday, as I will be sharing more and we will continue this discussion. I don't think you can see me right now because I can't see myself, but hopefully you can hear me. But I'm going to drop this into the link, or this link into the comments. This is where you can go. It's Buy Me a Coffee. If you liked anything that I said today or throughout any time or anything I've shared, you can do a one-time support or you can become a member. And with the membership, you receive an extra video sent to you, directly to you, every Wednesday. Plus, you gain access to they're running about every month and a half coffee talk. Those are free to all members. They're running at about a month and a half, mainly because we are in the process of moving. So I do these. My goal is to do these every month, but when you become a member, you get these as part of your package of membership. And membership is $50 for the year. So that is under $10 a month. And that is just support of what we do here at Mamas and Coffee, and that mission is all about empowering women through our Know You, Be You, Love You message. I'm a firm believer that you have to know yourself in order to be yourself and to love yourself. So, y'all, that's what I do. Sorry for the freezing. I don't know what's up. Like I said, I don't even see myself on screen right now, so hopefully you're still able to hear me, but I will be back on Thursday and we will talk more about controlling your chaos. I'm also going to drop in the link to my friend's t-shirt shop that you can check her out and get yourself a Control Your Chaos tee. All right, thank you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Remember to know you, be you, and love you. Bye. Good morning. Good morning. How are you this lovely Thursday morning? I am Sybil, aka Mom Jones. I am the creator and owner of mamasandcoffee.com, as well as the face behind this page. I am also the lady behind the group Mamas and Coffee. And did it just go black? It did. What happened with my screen? Oh, there we go. That was weird. My screen just went black. So odd. I think in the mornings, my computer is just like, nope, we're not doing any of this. I don't have time for this. I don't care. I'm still asleep. You are up way too early trying to get me to do stuff. And that is not how we're going to operate. So, anywho, let me go ahead and get started with our chat to finish up our segment that started Tuesday. So, if you did not see the original chat Tuesday morning, you can go scroll down and you can find it. But we were talking about controlling your chaos. We all have chaos in our lives. It can be from just having too much going on in our lives and not knowing how to say no and not focusing on the most important things, to having, you know, mind chaos, because sometimes we get in our own heads, and I do talk about getting in your own head, but I mean so in a positive way. But then there's times that we have things that are just going on in our lives in general. And one problem that we often face when we are dealing with chaos in our life is that we cannot identify the chaos. We often just dismiss certain things in our lives as, oh, well, that's just part of life. And chaos is part of life, but you can take control of it. So I will tell you, I've had some chaos in my life, and, you know, I refuse to identify what it was, what the problem was, and who was part of the problem. And one thing is, a lot of times when we have chaos, you yourself as part of that problem. You are part of the chaos. So I challenge everyone that you sit down, that if you feel your life is chaotic, that you sit down and you identify what that one trigger is. You may have multiple triggers, but you need to identify at least one of those triggers. Once you identify it, you gotta sit down and face that bad boy. And yo, sometimes it is you having to face yourself, okay? A lot of times when we are sitting down ready to face that chaos, we have to take a long, hard look at ourselves. And that can be very difficult to do. And no one wants to do that. I will admit, I don't want to do that. I don't want to have to sit down and look deep within myself. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm over here. I'm trying to multitask over here. I sometimes don't want to sit down and face what it is that I'm doing that is allowing the chaos in my life. And that has stemmed from several things. One of those things is I don't know the word no. And I talked about that a little bit Tuesday. You've got to learn to say no. The other thing that I had to identify is that I was not writing things down. You know, flying by the seats of my pants just wasn't working anymore. It used to back in the day, but it doesn't work anymore. So I had to learn to sit and write things down. And I had to learn to prioritize the things that I wrote down. Okay. The third thing that I had to learn to do was to mind my freaking business. I had to learn to mind my business. And the fourth thing I had to learn to do in controlling my chaos was minding my goals. I say it all the time. I say, mind your business, mind your goals. That can be in so many, you can take that in so many different ways in all aspects of your life. But you have to learn that there are boundaries with everything and everyone in and outside of your life and in all areas of your life. And once you learn that, you can control that chaos of time, that chaos of negative thoughts, that chaos of just busyness, busybody, just whatever it is, all of that noise that is in your space. But, you know, I challenge each of you this weekend to sit down and identify what it is. Sit down and face it. And it may be that you have to learn to do a little bit more time management. It may be that you have to get over yourself. It may be that you have to cut people out, or not necessarily cut people out, but keep that arm distance apart. But you must identify, you must face it, and you must take control of your chaos. You. No one else can take control of your chaos. You are the only person, and you have so much more control than you think that you know. I know it gets hard sometimes. It gets hard to telling people no. You don't want to tell people no because you want to be helpful. You want to sit and stay and wallow. And it's okay to wallow. It's okay to want to roll around in your mud and in your sorrows and feel a little bad and feel a little down for yourself. But at some point, you have to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to pick myself up and I'm going to move on. But when you stay in that and you allow whatever that is that's around you, which is that chaos, to take control and lead you, it often leads you the wrong way. So take it by the horns and say, I'm a pull up today. I'm a pull up today. All right. So this weekend, identify your chaos, face it, take control of it. And other than me saying, know you, be you, love you, I also want to tell you to mind your business and mind your goals. All right? I'm going to drop a link in here. It's my Buy Me a Coffee link, that if I said anything that, you know, gave you food for thought or inspired you today, you can head over and support Buy Me Coffee. $1, $3, $5, whatever it is. That is, this is a business. A lot of people, you know, they're like, what do you do? This is what I do. I do morning chats, and I also do coffee talks. We are planning one for May. It's actually planned, but it will be being released. I am going to do it I'm going to have a special guest for the month of May, and we are going to be talking about controlling your chaos. And that I'm really excited about this partnership with her. And you will hear more in the next few days. So keep an eye out for that. You can register, but you can also, if you become an annual supporter of Mamas and Coffee, you get access to the Coffee Talks for free. Okay, that is part of the annual support package when you join as an annual supporter. And it's $50 a year, 50 bucks. Become a member for 50 bucks. All right, thank you guys. Have a wonderful, blessed day. Bye.